I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR. Pete Sands is a Navajo singer-songwriter with a release out called Dirt Dance Floor. Although a couple of years old now, one of the songs on the disc, Riding Free, garnered Pete an award quite recently.
She just woke up with the sun shining her head. She raised her son up to her early morning prayer.
The Academia Music Awards in Los Angeles here, they contacted me. And they said that Riding Free was one of their most streamed songs. We want to ask if you allow us to let us submit it for an award. And I said, you know, go ahead. Not thinking anything because, you know, it's like thousands of people. And they wrote me back within a week. They're like, you know what? 90% of the people here like that song. It's a dead ringer, you know? You won. I was like, all right. Unfortunately, I didn't make it out to the award show, but I got my award, Best Country Song.
Is this song truly someone you know, or perhaps is this a notion personified?
This is a notion personified because when I was a kid, I went to a lot of rodeos. When I was writing it, I heard a song from an artist named Will Hogue called Strong. And at the time, I just came back from a rodeo, and I met a young woman who's a Native American. She was like, you know, there's a lot of songs about rodeos, but really nothing about rodeos on the Native Americans. So this beginning of the song, you know, she woke up, she raised the sun before the sun shined her head. That's a Navajo custom where you gotta raise the sun every morning until the sun shines. When I put it together, I was really nervous about it. It doesn't sound like any other song.
No,
because
no.
It's strangely positive. It's not dark,
yeah, yeah.
It's light. But, you know, I just kept playing it over and over, and I made up these characters about the woman in the beginning because they're the ones who carry the flags a lot in the rodeos and a lot of national anthems and a lot of opening ceremonies done with females. And I just wanted a song about a strong female character because a lot of the songs on Dirt Dance Floor is about being left by a woman. And I wanted to help shine the empowerment of a strong female. That's what I like about it being in the song.
And there's points in the song, too, where it can be as simple as no matter what is going on, you can go off over the meadows and you are suddenly free, riding, riding, riding free.
Yes.
Is there a reference to an eight-second ride? There's the rodeo thing.
Yeah,
that's the second ride.
That's the second verse is about the bull rider.
Ah, okay, that's what it was. Straight from the bull's mouth, as it were.
Yes.
People tend to go for something more upbeat, but this is a pretty song.
It's a little too pretty. Because when I first wrote it, like I said, I didn't know if I would sing it. Because I was actually going to give it to a female musician that was looking for a song. She's like, oh, it sounds so pretty, I want to sing it. And I asked her, oh, did you ever go to rodeos? She says, no, I've never been to one in my life. I was like, I don't know if this will work then. I really want someone who knows about the life, something about it, not just sing because it's pretty. I laid the track down, and I listened to myself because I really had to control my vocals a lot more for this song.
Right.
It was a learning process, and I've kind of had to accept the light. That song kind of helped me accept not everything has to be dark. So I'm really glad I kept it for myself. And Chris's guitar, man, it just...
Again, yeah.
It adds to it.
Yep.
And out there in the desert, riding, riding.
That's Pete Sands, a.k.a. Black Kiss, and music from Dirt Dance Floor. We'll have more from Pete on the next KVC Arts, tonight at 7 and Sunday night at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.